Hi, this is Joe from Family Protection. How are you doing today?
Hi there. This is Leah from Account Services.
I signed up for the Federal Trade Commission's Do Not Call registry 2 years ago, but the robocallers still pester me. FTC staff attorney Katie Daffin says they're breaking the law every time they dial my number.
Even placing a robocall that's trying to sell you something is illegal, unless you've given your express written consent to receive that call.
And still they call, using computer-generated recordings to lure people in.
This is your official notification that you have been approved by a licensed nonprofit agency to lower your
licensed nonprofit agency? I don't think so, and neither does Todd Koso of the FTC's Midwest region. He says consumers shouldn't believe a word they say.
I think what you're dealing with is a professional criminal, really. They craft the robocall itself to be very attractive to the particular types of consumers that they're targeting, and then they train their telemarketers to tell consumers whatever they want to hear.
Using caller ID to screen these calls doesn't work because the scammers hide behind bogus identities.
The information that appears on consumers' caller ID is typically not going to lead back to the defendants who are responsible because they'll use a spoof number and a false name.
Daffin says that changing technology has actually helped the scammers.
The internet has converged with our telephone system and opened it up to all kinds of people who can really place millions of calls for very little money, and they can do it from anywhere in the world, and all they need is a computer with an internet connection.
In January, the FTC shut down robocallers who were duping senior citizens with automated messages about medical alert devices. The devices were free, but the seniors unknowingly signed up for monitoring services that cost nearly $35 a month. According to COSO,
the defendants often knew that they were dealing with somebody who didn't understand the nature of the call, but they were still perfectly happy to take their money if the senior citizen provided their credit card number.
When you get a robocall, hang up, says the FTC. Do not engage. Do not press 2 to be removed from their list. That tells the robocallers they found a live
services,
one.
Ma'am. We service all 551 nationwide banks and lenders, including Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi and Chase, Visa and MasterCard, of course. You were put up for a rate reduction because of your...
I press 1 because I'm a reporter. I've questioned dozens of scammers promising to reduce my credit card interest rate.
I don't want your personal information, ma'am. You were put up for a rate reduction.
Put up by who? You keep saying I was put up for this. I don't know who did this.
Your credit card put you up for the rate reduction, ma'am. Anytime you...
Some claim to work for a credit bureau or my credit card company. They don't.
My credit card did this.
Yes, ma'am.
When I ask telemarketers if it's okay to record the conversation, they hang up.
For the rate reduction. Would a rate reduction benefit you, or do you normally pay them off?
Do you mind if I record this conversation?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Daffin says the FTC gets 150,000 complaints about robocalls every month. Filing complaints is important because the information helps the investigators. To date, the FTC has taken legal action against more than 100 scammers, recovering more than $70 million in penalties and compensation to victims. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.